702.
Early breakfast
with Lilebogile Mabotja.
For the curious.
We are now joined on the line by Philip Rampisa, who's our Motivation Monday guest this morning, founder of Fabro LA and Triumph motivational speaker and philanthropist who joins us. Philip, a very good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on the Early Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Lilebogile. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Maybe I can pick your brain as we're getting started. I mean, we're speaking about the concept of being a hustler. And, you know, people are, some people are a little bit upset with regards to DJ's Boo, who he has been calling himself a hustler for a long time, businessman, music industry, worked in radio. He's done quite a lot of things. And he now got himself into a gym without being a member. And some people are upset, saying you're setting a bad example. And others are like, he's a GOAT. Let me know what your thoughts on that. By GOAT, obviously, I mean greatest of all time.
I think there are just a lot of challenges in entrepreneurship that people encounter, and sometimes markets are difficult and a lot of things go on. To be honest, I didn't follow a DJ's story. What I wanted to speak about this morning was just how to survive this January, doing things that are meaningful without spending money. Because if you follow research on the market, South Africans in the festive season spend 200 billion rand. This is research by Banks of Africa. And that's an average spend of 6,000 rand per person in the entire population.
Mm-hmm.
So as a matter of fact, January becomes, you know, that time of the month where it's quiet and people don't have money to go out and have drinks and do other things. So I wanted to just share tips on the three meaningful things that people can do in January without spending money to actually improve their lives and attain happiness and fulfillment. Number one is just spending time in solitude, reflecting on oneself. Research shows that 80% of New Year resolutions are not met because people actually try to achieve goals that are not meaningful to them. And sometimes I know it happens that we see our friends doing well in certain things and we set similar goals, but we only to find that those goals don't really speak to our hearts. So without being aware, we just don't commit. And we just don't have that energy and that power to get up in the morning at 4 a.m. and chase those goals and achieve those goals. So this is a good time to actually reflect. Who are you really? Are the goals that you've set goals that speak to your heart? Are you creating your own path and having others follow your path, or are you just following others? And number two, just taking a moment of gratitude. Ambition without gratitude leads to unhappiness. So you need to take a moment and just be grateful for all the things that you have, for problems you've been able to pull through, for people that love you and people that you love, for great times you've had in the past with your loved one or with your family. Have moments of gratitude also. And finally, just give time to others. Often we forget that when you give to others, it actually empowers you and makes you happy. Giving time to others is not complicated, actually. You can look for an old age home and you can just go and nurse somebody or read a book for somebody, or you can, you know, get cook dinner for somebody in need. You know, doing that is actually going to help you feel much more fulfilled. So it's a quiet time. We're just starting a year. And it's a good time to actually do meaningful things that don't require us to spend money.
Okay, so, I mean, beyond all of those introspective things, what is it that maybe you can share with us from your own personal experience that really keeps you going when things look really, really dark? I was listening to some interview this morning, and this guy was saying how, you know, sometimes when it's raining consistently every day and it's dark outside and it's stormy, you start to just accept that that's what life is, and it becomes hard to even consider that the sun will come out again. You just get used to that and live your life accordingly, if that makes sense. So what do you do that you can share with the listeners that has helped you really be able to find that little light in a tunnel that is as dark as black?
Yeah, so I what I do to actually give myself strength in difficult times, you know, all of us have three times of our lives. We've got the past, we've got the present, and we've got the future. So usually when we say that things are difficult, what we're referring to is the present. So either in that moment you feel like things are not working out, or you feel like things are really difficult, or something has happened to you that makes you experience all the feelings that come with a disappointment. So you could be feeling angry or disappointed or sad. So that is the present. So what I usually do, all of us have times in our lives where we thought, this is the worst. I'll never come out of this. I'll never overcome this thing. It's just the worst time of my life. But if you look back into it, it could have been 2005, it could have been 2010. Eventually, you pull through that. So just having that perspective and listing all the things that actually happened in your life that you thought you would never overcome. I mean, I was born in a family of 9 children. I didn't have a present father or mother. I walked 7 kilometers to school. For me, having come from that and having been able to, you know, do well and graduate and have degrees and chart my own path, that is, you know, for me, that is remarkable when I think of that, no matter how bad the present is. And so you use the past to reinforce the present, but you can also use the future to reinforce the present. Because when you've got goals that are really meaningful to you and goals that you believe are really exciting and that will help you make a difference in your own life and other people's lives, just spending time thinking about that sometimes can energize you. And in that moment, you'll be able to overcome pressures of the present in order to create the future that you believe you deserve. So use the times of our, the three times of our lives.
I think
that helps.
I think also what's really critical is keeping in mind, you know, you spoke about the present. We tend to make decisions, very permanent decisions, on temporary situations. So I think it's that thing of asking oneself, is this something that is temporary? And if it is, you know, should I be making massive permanent decisions based on what is happening today? Not considering that, yes, tomorrow things could be worse, but also, yes, tomorrow things could be significantly better.
Yeah, I'm glad you're saying that, because in the moment when things are not great, it's easy to make permanent decisions. I mean, it happens in our lives also with our partners. Sometimes you're just mad in a spare of a moment and you just feel like taking all your bags and just going away. And, you know, it just making a decision like that just can make you act in ways that affect your future negatively. So what is important is just to slow down sometimes and let it all fall around you and just have time in solitude, be slow in your decision making, spend time alone. I mean, you can take your shoes and go for a ride, or you can just take a walk in a park. Just be slower and reflective. And in that way, you're able to make much more slower decisions. You don't pack your bags and just go out of impulse. You know?
And ironically, we are speaking about the present, but yes, to be more present. And I think that is critical. I think sometimes we are so uncomfortable with our feelings, so we remove ourselves from whatever the experience is at that moment, whether it is being broke in January or mourning the loss of someone. Sometimes we do need to sit with those experiences so we can actually go through them and not try to brush them away. But thank you so much for joining us. Of course, people can find you on Twitter at Philip Rampisa, which is PHILLIPRAMPHISA, and of course the website as well, philiprampisa.com. Is it Rampisa? Because I've got two spellings in front of me. Just correct me.
It is Rampisa.
So okay, there we go. So the website as well is rampisa.com.
Yeah, www.philiprampisa.com. philipbrumpisa.com. But if you can't find it exactly, you just type Philip Brumpisa on Google, I'm going to come up in many ways than one.
Fantastic, fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Early Breakfast Show. That is founder of FabPro LA and Triumph, motivational speaker and philanthropist on The Early Breakfast Show.